It's 8:40 on the KYMN Morning Show. We have a Northfield tradition coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's the book fair, and right now they're gathering the books. And one of those people is the book fair chair, Mark Hyman. Mark, welcome back.
It's great to be here again. Yeah,
thanks for coming in. You know, we had you on a couple of weeks ago, yeah. And to kind of let people get it on the radar, start looking through the books and stuff. And was it yesterday was the first day you started taking donations?
Yesterday we opened up the doors, and people were lined up outside with their cars bringing in baskets of boxes and bags and stacking everything up.
Now, is like the first day, I have this picture that might be, as far as donating and kind of craziness, is that like the most hectic day?
Well, we have a couple peaks. The first day is usually pretty big, and then our Saturday donations, obviously, that's when a lot of people can get down there. And then our last day, you know, everybody who forgot to bring their stuff down realizes, oh no, I've only got one day left. I better get down there. So those are kind of our peaks.
Yeah. I imagine also on that first day, you don't have mountains of books already there to kind of work around.
Right. We do have a few that we store over the season. People need to donate things from estates and so forth during the year. And so we do have a little bit of storage where we keep things. And we bring all that over the day before we open up, just to kind of get through that backlog.
Yeah, all right. What about volunteers? Do you have enough volunteers? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're in great shape this year. So the book fair is just an amazing operation in that regard. We use about more than 300 volunteers, and it's an extraordinarily well-organized setup. You know, as somebody who's just stepped into this last year, I was amazed at how smoothly it runs. But we've got 31 different subject categories that the books are organized into. And during these 2 weeks where we're taking books in, all day, every day, we have a team of rotating volunteers who is sorting those books into those 31 distinct categories. They're just, you know, there's a whole bunch of them tossing books into boxes that then get ferried out to different parts of the ice arena floor. So, and each of those individual sections then has volunteers, and we've got folks who are responsible, obviously, during the sale for the cashiers and the tellers. We've got a volunteer who's solely dedicated to managing all of the cardboard and recycling that we generate during this event. You know, there's so many different people who have so many interesting jobs that they've kind of dedicated themselves to. It's an amazing operation to be part of.
Now, do you work with other organizations that can help supply volunteers?
We have in the past. On and off. It's kind of whoever approaches and wants to be a part of it. We often have the Boy Scouts come down on one of our weekends and help out with that. But certainly, probably not for this year because we're pretty well set with who we need. But if there are groups out there who are interested in bringing a bunch of people down to help out, to have them get in touch with me, and I can certainly help organize that.
All right. And all the donations will go, the organization that's going to benefit is the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Auxiliary has been running this book fair for 61 years, and over that time, this book sale has raised about $1.3 million, which is just phenomenal. Last year, we sold about $96,000 worth of books. Mm-hmm. So my unofficial goal for this year is to top $100,000. We'll see if we get there or not. But the Hospital Auxiliary does great work supporting health and wellness in the community and associated with the Northfield Hospital. They've got a program of scholarships for students who are interested in going into health careers. They do things like providing a book for every newborn who's born at the Northfield Hospital. They make lots of contributions to other community organizations that are related to health and wellness. And then they also provide resources for items that the Northfield Hospital could use but can't necessarily put in the budget. For instance, a few years ago, they bought several chairs for the cancer facility. So folks who are getting their chemotherapy have a comfortable place to sit. So they've bought some training devices and other things that the hospital can use but really isn't part of their core budget. So it's things that really contribute to the healthcare environment here in Northfield.
Yeah, wonderful. That's a lot of good things. And, $100,000 would go a long way towards a lot of, like the scholarships for people, you know, going into the healthcare and promoting healthcare careers. Good stuff. Once again, Mark Hyman is with us. He is the chair of the book fair this year. So we've got a couple of weeks to go. You're accepting the donations
That's
now.
That's right. We are open down at the Northfield Ice Arena from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. On this coming Saturday, we're there from 9 to 1 if you need to get out on Saturday. And we're taking donations through Friday, April the 19th. So we're taking through a week from this coming Friday. Just any time between 9 and 5, bring your stuff down. We've got shopping carts out on the curb. You can load up your car and roll stuff in, and we'll take it from there. And then we take a few days off from donations, and we do a lot of work getting the final setup for the sale going, which then opens on Tuesday, April 23rd at 5 p.m.
All right. Well, why don't you go over right now, before people load up the car and come on down, what you can take and what you can't take?
Sure. And we can take just about anything in terms of books, as well as modern media like CDs and DVDs. We don't take cassettes or VHS tapes or 78 records, sadly.
Okay.
We do take vinyl, however, because that's had a real comeback. We also take puzzles and games. In terms of books, you know, as long as it's in good shape, you know, not water damaged and moldy, we'll take it. Some things we just have to recycle, like old textbooks that nobody will buy, but we'll sort that through for you. If you've got it in a bag, don't worry about it. Just bring it in and we'll deal with it.
All right. Yeah. Easy to get along with. I like that. Mark, what else do we need to know about the book fair?
I just want to highlight for folks, we've got some great opportunities during the sale week. We open at 5. There's always a long line at the door, but as soon as we open those doors, everybody's in about 5 minutes. So if you show up at 5:10, you'll be able to walk right in and enjoy the sale. Towards the end of the week on Friday, we have half price day. So everything on the sales floor is half off the marked price. Saturday morning, we've got a $5 bag sale. Fill up a grocery bag and we'll sell it to you for $5. And then Saturday afternoon, everything that's left is free. That's kind of our way of just clearing the decks. We don't want to have to recycle anything. There's very little left at the end that we do recycle, but we figure if it's been free for several hours and nobody wanted it, it's probably not worth keeping. So take advantage of that. If you are involved with an organization who could use books for other charity purposes, come on down and just load up a truck and take the stuff away. We want to move all the books out, but there's lots of opportunities to come and get your fill.
All right. And once again, now through the 19th is the time to take your donation down to the Northfield Arena anytime, any one of those days.
Right. If you need more information, check us out at northfieldbookfair.org or on Facebook. You can search for the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair.
Wonderful. All right. Mark, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it. Best of luck, and we'll see you down at the Northfield Arena. I've got a load. Your way.
Great to talk to you.
All right. Mark Hyman from the Northfield Book Fair. And you can find out more at northfieldbookfair.org.
That's right.
All right.